Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Joe at RT.ie. Thomas Cahillan. Thomas, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What happened this morning?
Well, I was at the gym and I'd only joined recently and okay. I went in about 8 a.m.
Right.
And I was just getting ready to go swimming.
Yeah.
And there were about 8 or 9 people there and they were all having a great laugh.
Yeah.
Homophobic jokes.
Oh, God.
About being bent, etc. And women. I couldn't believe it in this day and age, you know.
Yeah. And were they just... what did Trump call it? Locker room talks. Not what he disguised.
Locker room talk, yeah. And ironically, they were all naked, you know, but it was locker room talk. But, you know, I'm in my mid-50s and... I just simply couldn't believe it in 2019 that this is going on.
And it was now, and this was not diluted, Thomas. Did they make many homophobic references?
Also misogynistic references to women, you know.
And what age were these men?
I think 20 to 30.
Okay. And was it all of them guffawing over this stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I was only getting ready to get dressed to go to the pool.
Yeah.
And they were all... had been there previously, obviously.
And do you think they are a group in the sense of they all trained together?
Obviously, but it was all a big laugh.
Yeah. Were you tempted to check them?
No, because I was too afraid.
And why were you afraid?
Well, what do you do about 12 men? You know, I'm 56, and what do you do?
Well, one, you were upset by it, obviously.
I was, but, you know, I have a tough skin. I've been around the world, like I said, but I was shocked still at the same time, you know.
Okay, now you tell us in your communication, I am married and we're a middle-aged gay couple.
That's
so
right.
Do you think, Thomas, again, not that that should make any difference, but stay with me on this. Do you think they knew you, which would make it even more horrific?
No.
Okay. I
didn't know any of them because I've only recently joined. It's coincidental that I went in there this morning.
Is there any, you would often see in gyms, like no mobile phones under any circumstances, please use the hairdryer responsibly.
Yeah.
Are there any notices up about this type of abuse?
There's notices up, but no photos and no mobile phones, etc. Yeah.
How long did this exchange between the 12 men...
It only took a few minutes because I was going into the pool.
Okay. And were they gone when you came back?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you say you'd have reception in the gym?
Pardon?
Did you mention it to the gym itself?
No, I didn't actually, no. Okay.
Are you tempted or do you feel... It's in Waterford City, isn't it? No, it's in Waterford. I don't know where it is.
It's in Waterford. So, yeah. I mean, I think it's just reality, you know.
And have you experienced it before? Because as you say, you said in this day and age. So
yeah.
Have you experienced it before?
Well, I have, but like I said, I have a pretty thick skin. I'm a lawyer, you know, and I'm an attorney. So it's not such a big deal, you know.
But have you personally experienced it before?
Yes, I have.
Oh, you have, okay. And would that have been recently, Thomas, or do you want to tell me, or again?
Well, for example, we were living in Greystones in County Wicklow,
mm-hmm.
and there was a dispute about the apartment complex, and there was a note put on our car, no homosexuals here.
Ah. God's sake. And what year was that, Thomas?
That must have been 4 or 5 years ago, you know.
Well, there's nothing to say about that level.
No, we have, you know, there's no other issues here in Waterford. I love Waterford, you know.
Yeah.
And we have 3 rescue dogs and 2 rescue cats, so we're actually surviving, you know.
Okay.
Just when I heard that this morning,
yeah,
in the
pool. Yeah, you're right. You're right to point it out, and hopefully, I see. I don't know what can be done about it apart from the management putting up a sign, but also what can be done about it is people to hear.
Yeah.
Yourself, well, and to say, hang on a minute, lads. Come on, this is
Joe,
this day and age.
Like I said, it's not about me. I'm
yeah, you're well 50, able. You said
I'm 57
it. Yeah.
Nearly. It's just about it. There were some young people in there.
Yeah, and imagine the fear they would have.
Imagine the fear if they said what they'd heard if they were gay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How would they feel about
that? And how would they feel about telling their parents? And
exactly.
Yeah.
So it's not about me. It's like
okay.
I'm a tough old bitch, you know. So it's not about me.
Okay. Thomas. By the way, are you long married?
Yes, we're married. We've married 3 times, ironically.
Okay, to each other.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You must like wedding cake, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
Well, ironically,
once, twice and thrice.
Our first marriage was in Seville in Spain.
Right.
And it turned out that the marriage planner was a crook.
Okay.
So we couldn't get legally married in Spain, but...
Okay. God, he fooled you, the lawyer, didn't he?
Yeah. That was my fault, obviously.
Okay, you got blamed on that.
But Madonna was there, actually, at the same hotel, the Alfonso 13th Hotel in Seville.
Okay.
On the same day, this is September 20th, 2008.
Who was there the same day? You lost me there. Who was there the
Madonna.
Same? Madonna.
She was on her European tour, September 20th, 2008.
And then you got married again.
Yeah, and then we got the civil partnership.
And who was at that one? Cher.
Yeah. And then we got actually really, really married 2 years ago, you know.
Here in Ireland?
In Ireland, when the law changed, yeah.
Oh, brilliant. So you must have been happy. You must have been one of the first.
We were one of the first, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
exactly.
Okay, well, congratulations and many years of happiness. And thanks for raising that issue, because, one, I think a lot of people would have thought, after everything we've gone through, that this was a thing of the past.
And, exactly.
To other people.
It's not about me, it's about young people, maybe. Because I've been around the block, like I said, I've traveled over 100 countries, so I don't really give a damn, but I just feel for young people who might be going through the same experience as I did.
I think it's
when
a very,
I was 16 or some, 17 or something. Yeah.
Can you imagine in the gym and hearing that
exactly
homophobic nonsense? Okay, yeah. Thomas, kind regards to you and your husband, and thanks indeed. That's Thomas Cahill in Waterford.